Hi guys, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus welcoming you to our Friday Drivecast edition. It happens to be the day of the week where we venture off the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us, so let's get started. As a young parent, I had to give my son Aaron allergy shots, and this process caused quite a stir for him, and it involved lots of screaming and crying prior to the shot in his little arm. And I can only imagine neighbors and passersby in our little community would be alarmed at hearing the screaming and crying coming from Aaron. And looking back, I'm sure everyone on the outside hearing Aaron crying thought the worst. But if only they came into the house, they would have seen the true context. What I was doing as a father was administering a medicine that he desperately needed to enhance his quality of life. And yet if you were outside the house, your perception of reality would be tainted. You know, Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell the story of Jesus' mother and brothers. They were standing outside of a house desiring to speak with him. And Matthew's version of this episode in Matthew 12, verse 48, has Jesus replying, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching his hand out toward his disciples, he said, "Here in the house are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my mother and sister and brother." You know, in this story, Jesus uses contrast to make an excellent point to his hearers who were sitting around him listening to his teaching. And the story goes that a man interrupted him and said, your mother and brothers are standing outside the house. They're asking to speak with you. And rhetorically, Jesus asked those inside the house, "Who's my mother and brothers?" "It's whoever does my Father's will." And then Luke adds that my mother and brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. Now, I don't think the point of the story is that Jesus was mad at his mothers and brothers. It's more that those who know and do God's will have the same familial relationship with Jesus as his blood relatives. Or better yet, you're in the house or you're in the family getting the true picture of what's going on. You know, every day I get to make a choice. I can take time to come into the house and sit with Jesus and listen and be in close proximity to him, or I can stand outside the house and miss out on truth and the things that I hear and see being taken out of context because there's distance between me and Jesus. So I don't know where this Drivecast finds you. Maybe you're on the outside of the house right now, kind of looking in, feeling distant from Jesus. If that's the case, I invite you to pray with me today about it. Because the Jesus of the Gospel's character can be trusted to invite you back into the house, to just sit with him for a while, to recharge you and to refocus you. So if you'd like, I invite you to pray something like this after me. Jesus, I know I'm saved and I'm in your family. And yet I feel as though I'm on the outside looking in today. So help me exhibit courage and do what it takes to engage with you and others in the body of Christ so that I can be instrumental in doing the will of the Father in my daily relationships with others. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So as usual, I want to thank you for tuning in to our LifePoint Drivecast. We appreciate all of you who are such faithful listeners. I wish you a safe and a happy weekend and hope that you can do your best to join us in person at one of our four locations this coming Sunday. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus saying so long.